T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Give it up for Glenn Cannon and the damage done. Doing Radiohead Karma Police. It's the Pandemic Pandemonium. Live Day 2020 continues on The Rock. Presented by The Advocates. AdvocatesLaw.com. Now, we getting back to the Men's Room on 99.9 KISW.
Profile this. The subject was drugs today, as we had a man who was strapped to a gurney while singing. He had OD'd, but his mouth was still moving and he was still making music.
Dear the
folks. He was in his own world. No, I'll smell it though. After OD'ing on some type of drug. Matter of fact, the drug was so horrendous that afterward he just told everybody, look, whatever you do, don't ever do the drug that I was doing. Question is, what is that drug? Is it PCP, bath salts, ketamine, or steroids?
And Travis, that is the very question that we posed to you. And what was the... So when you blew off, you're like, yeah, probably not steroids. I just don't think it's steroids. You were correct with that. Now you're debating what drug would it be. The Ted Smith said, man, I think it's ketamine and probably what, mix it with alcohol? The ultimate no-no?
People know that. You don't mix them.
I do. I know that now.
Yeah.
Travis,
don't mix it with meth.
That's you true. Agreed with you agreed with Ted Smith that it was ketamine. Oh, hit it, Mike. Well done. Wow. I'm afraid it wasn't that ketamine. Now, Miles, wow. You went bath salts.
Yes, yes.
Hit that bell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
You got it right. You got it right.
Very, 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 very good. All right, now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
Stand by for TV Time with Ted. And because you spend countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted, brought to you by Xfinity. Give them a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
Woo! All right, I wasn't sure where to come in on that.
Me either.
All right, well, hey, that worked out.
Yes.
Thank you for the lead in there. Real quick.
Yeah.
Should we check on Kyle and just make sure he's okay?
Yes, we should check on Kyle and make sure he's all right. Creepy Kyle from the Advocates has been riding his bike now for 3 hours and 28 minutes, and he's all doing it for a good cause. Coats for Kids for the Washington State Council of Firefighters. By the way, if you want to donate, all you need to do is go to KISW.com, click on the banner, sponsor Creepy Kyle by the mile, or you can head to KISW's Facebook page. Whatever they say, Kyle, you've been doing this for 3.5 hours, so you're doing a hell of a job, man.
Yeah, I really feel like it. My legs look like they're about to fall off.
Yeah.
You look like hell. I mean, you look like absolute hell right now.
Tell me you're going to get up and go to work tomorrow, or are you going to lay in and sleep a little bit longer? What do you think?
I'm not planning any further past than a beer at about 6:02.
Yeah.
Well done.
We have the same exact plan and a cigarette. You probably won't need that. How many miles have you gone so far?
Oh, coming up on 47.
That's not bad,
wow,
man.
Dang.
You kept it steady. Please, if you can, if you got a little bit of extra cash, Coats for Kids is the charity. They're a great charity. Washington State Council of Firefighters are involved. You've been riding all afternoon to raise money for the great charity. You can go to KISW.com, do it there, or KISW's Facebook page. Kyle, thanks. We'll check back in to make sure you're still alive. We were looking at you earlier. We're afraid you're going to die. So, Tesla, we've got to check on Kyle. Make sure he's okay first.
He might be having a heart attack.
Right, exactly.
Kyle, honestly, I don't ride a bike, so I just did not realize the massive task that you took on today.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. No, thank you.
Beast.
Yeah, we'll talk to you before it's all over.
You can count on Kyle not doing this again next year.
Oh, my God. No more dumb ideas. No more dumb ideas.
Hopefully next year we're back in a casino.
And I'd like to physically ride a bike around the casino.
Yeah, you guys owe me some beers next year.
Yeah. You got it, man. You got it.
Hey, you can walk down to the bar and meet us, but your legs don't work.
All right, so I have some of the, you know, oftentimes we'll do Ted versus Late Night. So I have some of the funnier coronavirus or quarantine jokes from the past few months.
Not okay. Funny, Ted.
What would you like to hear? Coronavirus joke or quarantine joke?
Why don't you bounce back and forth?
Okay.
Alternate a little.
All right.
So I want to make your life more miserable.
Two grandmothers were bragging about their precious darlings. One of them said to the other, "Mine are so good at social distancing, they won't even call me."
I'm here all night.
Can we get some cymbal backup from all I've got is the rim without the actual cymbal.
Yeah, that's what they said.
All right.
You got the rim without the shot.
Yeah, right.
Hey, easy now. We're the dirty Germans.
All right.
Yeah.
That's you.
Why don't chefs find coronavirus jokes funny?
I don't know, Ted. Why don't chefs find coronavirus jokes funny?
Because they're in bad taste.
God, that is horrible.
That's like a dad joke.
Right? Exactly.
There's so many coronavirus jokes out there. It's a pandemic. All right. There we go. Again, these are some of the best coronavirus or pandemic jokes. The World Horse Organization.
Mike Tyson, yeah.
The World Health Organization announced that dogs cannot contract COVID-19. Dogs previously held in quarantine can now be released. To be clear, who let the dogs out?
I
could barely get to that one. I was so excited. Oh, man. All right, Miles.
Yes.
This is a reference to a place I know you love.
Okay.
We both like it.
All right.
Where do sick boats go to get healthy?
Where do sick boats go to get healthy?
The dock.
Oh, God.
The rest of it's going to be sad, boys. This is the good stuff.
Okay. We're on.
All right. One more. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Seriously, don't touch my door and get 6 meters back to social distance. Thank you, Kyle.
2020 jokes.
These are right. That was the best of the 2020 coronavirus pandemic jokes. Oh, man. All right. The King of Segways is at it again.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. We're going to get there.
All right.
Just follow me down the path.
All right. Okay.
So, obviously, sad news. I'm sure everybody's heard about it. Unfortunately, Alex Trebek lost his battle with cancer past weekend. Alex Trebek had already filmed a few episodes and this and that. The last episode will be on Christmas Day.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And
they did an intro the other night to Jeopardy where they said, I can't remember what it was, but the guy who introed at the beginning of the show said that he had been taping up to 10 days, maybe?
He was taping up to 10 days before
he passed on.
Which, yeah.
I mean, you think about that, man. Like, he never stopped working.
Right.
He never stopped working the entire time.
And he also said the 35 episodes they have remaining will air.
Okay.
So, I mean, you figure, like, a few holidays, this and that coming up. Like, basically, they've got almost a full thing till Christmas.
Yeah, the end of the year will be the end of Jeopardy as we know it in this incarnation.
Yeah. Also, like, you know, it's Christmas, but I don't know about you guys. Damn straight, I'm watching Jeopardy on Christmas Day.
Absolutely.
You know what? But it's also going to be hard to watch. And I know it's 2020, and I know all that, but you know what he doesn't know while you're watching the show. Now, it's because at that point in time, he didn't know when it was going to, you know, when it was going to be over.
All right.
As you're watching it, you know, I mean, like, he's just moving on one day at a time. I think that's tough to just.
Why didn't you bring that up after?
What do you mean?
Like when we show up in 2021, you know, hey, you know, the thing that really hit me was that he didn't know. Now I'm going to be thinking about that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be hard to watch. I mean, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch every episode. But it's still just like, no.
Weren't you a lifeguard? Wasn't the idea that someone's panicking, be careful, because you don't want them to pull you down? Miles is like, I'm out of water.
I'm just like, oh, no. I love Jeopardy. I love Alex Trebek. He's going to suck.
Trust me when I say this. It's 2020. It's Christmas Day night. You think you're the only person crying. You are wrong.
Yeah. Turning 40.
Right? Like, trust me. The tears will be flowing, boys.
That's right.
And with Alex Trebek. Oh, all right. Now, Alex Trebek, obviously terribly sad news that he passed away. But one of the most, one of the things that Trebek kind of got famous for was SNL, Saturday Night Live, would have Jeopardy.
Right.
So Will Ferrell would be Alex Trebek. There would be a Sean Connery impression. And then one of the more famous ones was Burt Reynolds. And it's even said that Trebek, like, thought it was funny and enjoyed it. And it's just, the celebrity Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live, like, honestly, is one of the funnier, cooler things you'll ever.
And he actually made a cameo. He came in at one point in time, put his arm around Will Ferrell, and they walked out and did the thing that was on SNL. That was cool, too.
That's good to know, because I did not have that written down.
No, it wasn't when what we're doing, but he made, like, you know, he made one big appearance on there, and, like, Will, like, you know, Ferrell turned around like, what in the hell? Like, okay.
Hope he's not mad.
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing, too. For all intents and purposes, did I use that right?
Intents and purposes. All right. You know, whatever.
From what you can tell, he seemed like a really cool dude.
Sure.
I even heard some outtakes today where he was doing stuff in the 80s for, like, watch Jeopardy online or call, like, an 800 number or whatever. And he's clearly having a couple pints, if you know what I'm saying.
Nice.
Putting back a little of Grandpa's cough serum. And he's even, like, watching for 24 hours. Like, that's crazy. Like, nobody watches one show.
Who does that? Sure.
Right. And we talked about it. Right. He's a legend in the thing. But this skit to me, if you like Saturday Night Live, this is one of the legendary skits. So, Alex Trebek, Will Ferrell, we played by Mike Hawk.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds, who was?
Ted Ferguson.
Right.
Oh, who was it?
Ted Ferguson.
Norm MacDonald.
Norm
played
McDonald's.
By Miles Montgomery. And I have no idea who played Sean Connery, but I'm going to try.
All right, we're ready.
We're ready for this little live theater.
Okay. Live theater on Live Day. Live Day. Hashtag it.
Welcome back to Celebrity Jeopardy. Before we get started with the Double Jeopardy round, I'd like to remind our guests that there are proper bathroom facilities located in the studio. We got a real barn burner on our hands here. In second place, with negative $82,000, is Burt Reynolds.
I checked the podium.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. Funny name.
Great. And finally, in last place, with negative $180,000... Sean Connery.
Well, Francis, seeing you here, Trebek, it's been a while.
Not long enough.
That's not what your mother said last night.
Okay. Here are the categories. Potent potables. Make any noise. Letters or numbers. Will this hurt if you put it in your mouth? An album cover. Condiments. And finally, famous Muppet frogs. I should add that the answer to every question in that category is Kermit. Mr. Reynolds, unfortunately, you're in the lead, so we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'll take the condom thing for $8,000.
That's condiments for $400. This condiment is made from mustard seeds. Burt Reynolds.
That's not my name.
Okay, Turd Ferguson.
What do you want?
You buzzed in.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion.
I hate my job. The answer was mustard.
Ah.
Mustard is made from mustard seed. Okay. Sean Connery, why don't you pick the next category?
Well, the game is afoot. I'll take anal bum cover for $7,000.
That's an album cover, not anal bum cover.
I can read your back. That says anal bum cover.
You know, I tell you what. Let's just go to Final Jeopardy. And the category is, you know, I tell you what. Just write a number. Any number. Any number and you win. We'll accept any number. 1, 2, 3, even a 4. We'll accept any one. I know you can do this. Let's see. All right. Mr. Reynolds, what have you written down?
I didn't bother writing anything.
Good work. Finally, Mr. Connery, the category was numbers. And you wrote the letter V. Well, I'll tell you what, my friend. V is a Roman numeral, so despite your best efforts, you answered correctly. And let's see what you wagered. Suck it, Trebek.
Shuck it, Trebek.
And that is all the time we have here.
Well done.
Yes, that's
right. I know. I mean, we lost Connery, too. I didn't know if I could keep that accent going.
Oh, boy.
I know. It's been a tough year on that, too, man.
That's fair.
There is some good news, though.
Okay.
Netflix is not going to shame you as much anymore.
Why is that? What, they're, asking if you're still watching?
Yeah, it's just they're changing the wording a little bit, so you don't have
No, you don't
have to feel pathetic or even get your hand out of that bag of Cool Ranch Doritos.
How do you change the wording to make anyone feel bad? Because they're asking the same thing. Is your lazy ass still binging the show? That's all they mean. That's all they mean. Doesn't matter how you phrase it.
Are you still watching?
Oh, that's right. You can ask again later, play without asking again, or I'm done. Here's the problem, though. Is that while it's annoying when you're sitting there and it's like, hey, are you still watching this? But also it's nice if you fall asleep and it stops it for you.
It is, but that's like 2% of the time.
Right. Most of the time you're sitting there.
I'm trying to
watching
be lazy.
That last episode or trying to fire through something else. But I mean, they're changing it a little bit, so who knows if it would actually work. I would prefer that.
I agree.
Right. Just a little nicer instead of just being like, all right.
My TV says, are you still watching? Really? Truly?
Should have said, damn, dog.
Turn off the television. Go to bed, you J.O. It does.
Have you left the house today?
Right, exactly. Like, what are you doing?
Smell under your shirt.
Move an appendage.
Right. But obviously, a lot of people have talked to Netflix, and they've been like, it's kind of, I don't
know. It's not Netflix's fault.
Right. It's not on Netflix at all. And it's okay. Especially in 2020. You got a day you want to sit there and just watch a show, go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, after the holidays, it's going to be dark.
It's going to be real dark, bro.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll still have some football going or whatever. I'm not helping. I'm not making people feel better at all, am I? I don't know. You can watch some old SNL stuff if you want to.
No?
All right.
Mike, is your lip bleeding?
Yeah, it is.
Is that from the trumpet?
No. Well, yeah,
it's a trombone,
bit.
First of all.
Oh, so obviously I'm a little bit too hot in here, and my lips split, unfortunately.
Just opened up.
Yeah, it did.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
I tried split so your hard lip on Life Day.
I did. I tried so hard to hide it.
His body is eating itself from the inside out.
Wow.
You know, obviously I wasn't subtle enough.
It's just, what is he doing?
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Coming up, headlines with Split Lip Mike Hawk. You are listening to Live Day 2020 on the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
SW.
Oh yeah, Epic Queen. Live Day, KISW. This is the mighty KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle, a radio.com station. Pandemic pandemonium, Live Day 2020, presented by the Advocates, advocateslaw.com, continues right here on the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW.
All right, here we go. Central Florida firefighter busted stealing Pokemon cards from the local Walmart. Meanwhile, a Minnesota man achieves a world record with a mohawk hairdo that is off the charts. McDonald's announces that a McPlant burger is coming to a location near you. Amazon delivery van makes wrong turn on the golf course, and the damage will be hard to undo. And a 7-year-old driver creates her own drive-through liquor store. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right. So. Fantastic. Okay, like I said, we're doing a little bit of a rewind here as far as 2020 goes and some of the headlines that have come out here. So here's my next idea, is a lot has happened over this last year, gentlemen, of 2020. And so I want to see if you remember exactly when these certain things happened. So I have a handful of major headlines here from 2020.
Right.
Let's see if you guys can remember when they happened here. Okay, let's see. Do you guys remember when Chinese seeds were sent in the mail?
all of a sudden people were getting all these envelopes that were full of seeds that everybody had to be told not to plant.
And they planted them anyway.
Well, at least one guy did. Like, look, they're growing like crazy, exactly. This invasive species. Right. I'm going to guess May or June?
May or June. Miles, any ideas?
Probably July.
Okay, Ted?
April.
April, this happened in July.
Yes. Oh,
good work. Zach, good work.
Know your invasive seeds. Species.
Know your seeds.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, you guys remember that the UK formally withdrew from the European Union. Do you guys remember when that happened in this year of 2020?
February. Like
it was happening forever.
No,
it was happening forever. I feel like March, it just February. Officially happened. I'm going to say October or early November.
Okay, Ted, any ideas?
Yeah, I'll say May.
You guys are all off. It actually happened right at the beginning of the year, back in January 31st. Mm-hmm. They actually formally withdrew from the UK there. Brexit. When did they finally go ahead and just call the Summer Olympics? You guys remember we were supposed to have the Olympics this year?
That's about right. May or April.
May or April. Ted, what do you think?
I'm going hard April.
The official axe was dropped. We are not doing the Summer Olympics.
I'm going to say it was early March.
Ted, you absolutely nailed it. They were one of the first to actually say, okay, yep, we're not going to do it, mainly because it's this big international competition.
Right.
Yeah. We're not going to have it
done.
Because
of the World Health Organization.
That's right, March the 24th. Okay, how about UFOs being revealed to be real? When did they actually say, you know what, yep, UFOs exist?
March, I think. March.
Back in March. Ted, any ideas?
No, I'm going to say that was June.
That was June. Miles, what do you think?
Oh, God, July.
That was in April. That was about mid-April that they did there. Okay, what else we got here? Oh, I didn't want to bring these up, but you know what? I can't help it. Obviously, a lot of people passed away here in 2020, and even there were so many of them that did that I forgot about half of them. Do you guys remember that Chadwick Boseman actually passed away? Yep. The Black Panther passed away. Do you remember what month we lost him?
Was that August?
It was late August.
That was indeed late August. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. NASA's SpaceX launch. It took off earlier this year back in 2020. What do you guys remember?
That was earlier in the year. I believe that was March.
Ted?
No, that was...
Ted's got it.
That was late May.
Yeah, I was going to say June.
Ted nailed it. May the 30th is when that one went down.
Ted.
I
You're
just...
a nerd. Undercover space nerd.
Yeah, right.
Okay. The bane of our 2020 existence. Do you guys remember when COVID-19 itself reached us right here at home in Seattle? What month?
Late February?
January.
Late January.
I mean, are we talking about the first death or when
the first case in the United States?
They said, hey, it's here.
They said it was in Washington. They've kind of switched that up.
I don't know. I remember the announcement of the first death on the 29th of February.
Damn.
I think it's February 15th or someplace.
That was right smack dab in the middle of January.
January.
They actually got that one. Okay. They got here early. When was COVID-19 officially labeled as a pandemic? What month did we actually say?
2019. It was on the name of it.
I believe it was the WHO actually called it a pandemic.
Oh, March. February.
It was actually in March. March 11th is when they finally labeled it there. How about murder hornets appearing in the United States?
April?
Here we're sporting it here. Miles says April. Mr. Hill?
August.
Ted?
I'll say May.
It was in the middle of May. Yes, it was.
Nice.
This is when they showed up here. Elon Musk actually had his kid earlier this year in 2020.
God. What did he name that thing? Like
something completely unpronounceable, yes.
Tesla.
Letters and numbers?
I'm going to say April.
April? Ted?
You know what? I'm going to go earlier. I'll say March.
Okay. Miles?
I'll go July.
That happened over in May, actually, that he gave birth to that child. And then I'm going to give you one more here.
He gave birth?
He did.
He was the one of all trades. That guy could do anything.
I now have
it's
ovaries.
Amanda Hirsch, baby.
What month was New Zealand declared COVID-19 free?
It was early on. They were on the first.
May.
August.
August. Ted?
July.
July. That happened in June.
Jesus.
June the 8th that New Zealand was declared COVID-19 free. All right, gentlemen, thank you for playing along with me. That was a little bit of 2020 in the rearview mirror there, and that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Big thanks to everyone. Creepy, creepy, creepy Kyle, who is still riding his bike. If you follow the show here at KISW.com. I cannot believe you're still doing it, Kyle.
You can stop now.
Kyle, stop.
Yeah, stop, man. Stop. How many miles did you get? What was the total?
52.
Wow!
Unbelievable.
Damn.
Hey, you can still donate. Go to KISW.com or the Facebook page for KISW and help Coats for Kids and the Washington State Council of Firefighters. This has been an epic day. Thank you to everyone. Too many people to name, but, man, we had a blast.
We did. Almost Human, Kathy Moore, R.L. Heyer, Jeff Rouse, Hellbot, Instatar.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.